From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. Farm Service Agency offices are reopening on a limited basis despite the government shutdown. Chad Smith has details.
USDA recently announced that Farm Service Agency offices will soon be open again despite the ongoing stalemate in funding the federal government. Brian Glenn, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, talked about the reopening process.
Secretary Rollins announced on Fox that Thursday, October 23rd, all 2,100 county Farm Service Agency offices are opening. USDA will call back two employees to staff each county Farm Service Agency office 5 days a week.
Glenn said the offices are reopening to provide vital services to farmers and ranchers.
The county Farm Service Agency offices will carry out programs such as disaster aid, marketing assistance loans, indemnity programs, dairy margin coverage, and more farm safety net programs like ARC and PLC payments to ensure farmers and ranchers receive the payments and commitments so they can continue to plan for their next season.
One of the key upcoming pressure points on Congress is supplemental nutrition program funding, which runs out of money on November 1st. Chad Smith, Washington.
Jack-o'-lanterns light up a $274 million market. More when Farm Weekend returns.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
As the cool autumn months arrive, one symbol takes center stage, the pumpkin. Native to North America, this versatile crop is among the oldest in the Americas and has grown into a multi-million dollar U.S. industry. Today, pumpkins are cultivated across more than 68,000 acres nationwide, yielding roughly 1.4 billion pounds in 2024 alone. Most of the production comes from just five states: Illinois, Indiana, Pennsylvania, California, and Michigan, which together account for 66% of the nation's pumpkin output. Illinois leads the pack, producing 34% of the total crop. Carving pumpkins has become a cherished fall tradition, helping turn this into a profitable crop for U.S. farmers. In 2024, pumpkin production generated more than $274 million in value, with the average large carving pumpkin selling for about $6.21. Despite its popularity, the pumpkin industry faces many of the same challenges as other agricultural sectors, including unpredictable weather, high labor costs, pests, disease, and risk management issues. Weather and labor remain the biggest hurdles, as harvesting requires precise timing and intensive work within a short window. So, as you enjoy the sights and flavors of fall, remember, even a pumpkin can pack a powerful economic punch for America's farmers. Next, Insight with Greg Deering.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau work daily to ensure they are raising the healthiest crops and animals with care to provide a safe and nutritious meal from their family to you and your family. Learn more about these Kansas farmers and ranchers and get great recipes featuring the products they raise by visiting our website, www.kansaslivingmagazine.com.
Now, Insight with Greg Deering.
It's taken longer than usual for fall to arrive this year. But finally, the winds have shifted north, bringing cooler temperatures with them. Soon those winds will carry a killing frost, sending much of the natural world into dormancy. While the plants begin resting, the chores will shift. The mower gives way to the leaf blower and rake. Gutters and Christmas lights will soon demand a ladder, and hoses will be drained and stowed to avoid freezing. The grill will get a cleaning, but it stays ready. There's no weather too cold for a steak, though fall's cooler air calls for a different menu, like casseroles, pot roasts, stews, and fresh baked bread. Comfort foods for shorter days. For me, this season belongs to soup. From gumbos and chowders to chili and consommé, there's something satisfying about a pot simmering for hours. Its flavors deepening with time. Soup is practical too, perfect for using leftovers or turning bones into stock. Like fall itself, soup season reminds us that slowing down isn't bad. Patience brings its own rewards for those who stir occasionally, taste often, and let time work quietly.
Join us next week for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.